It's time to find out what's making headlines around the world. Stephanie Smale joins us now. And Steph, it's all about Brexit.
It absolutely is. And to that ongoing Brexit turmoil, the British Prime Minister Theresa May is due to give a statement to Parliament on Monday afternoon London time. She's due to set out her plan for what's next. So there's likely to be another week of heated debate and, of course, the ongoing negotiations. Prime Minister May will also table a formal motion tomorrow that won't be debated formally until next week. Now, the Cabinet insists it is willing to compromise to find a way to get the deal, as they've been saying the whole time. This is Brexiteer Cabinet Minister and International Trade Secretary Liam Fox speaking to the BBC's Andrew Marr.
The deal, if we are able to achieve it and remove the impediments to that, would still be the best way forward. It would enable us to honour the result
really
of the referendum.
Position at all.
No, it's still the best way to go forward. And a lot of my colleagues in the House of Commons have said, if we make changes on the backstop, they'd be willing to vote for the agreement. Our alternatives are, as I said, no Brexit, which is, I think, calamitous, or no deal. And now,
but
there
in
are
this circumstance, the government, having lost by 230 votes, needs to compromise, needs to change its position somewhere with somebody. And I'm still absolutely unclear where at all the government's prepared to compromise, where the Prime Minister's prepared to compromise.
Well, I've just twice now told you that we can compromise if we can find it with the European Union over the backstop.
But you haven't explained enable us why, to get, what that means.
What it means is that we find an alternative mechanism to ensure that we give the Irish government what they want, which is that we end up with no hard border.
Isn't that them compromising rather than us?
No, it's finding a different way for us to provide them with the certainty, which I entirely understand they want to have.
The UK Cabinet Minister Liam Fox there. Now, he mentioned Ireland. He's referring to the struggle to avoid a hard border between the UK and the EU, and that could be absolutely key to getting some sort of deal. Now, ahead of Theresa May's statement in the Parliament, there's a growing push for Parliament to take over the handling of the Brexit debate. Now, that would give backbench MPs the power to debate and vote on Brexit issues one day a week or something similar, instead of the government controlling the parliamentary timetable. So that would be highly unusual. Now, the argument for that option is that the government would be forced to listen to the majority view in the House of Commons, potentially avoid another catastrophic failure of a vote. Now, the Guardian news site is reporting that the UK opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn is poised to back a plan to block a no-deal Brexit. He's under building pressure within his own party and also trade unions for a delay to Britain's EU departure. Now, the Guardian's reporting Mr. Corbyn and his shadow cabinet team are preparing to support a proposal that could force Theresa May to request an extension to Britain's EU membership should there be no Brexit deal agreed by early March. Keir Starmer is Labour's shadow Brexit secretary. He's flagging the serious threat of going back to square one even with a second referendum.
She doesn't budge from that. We are at a position where we're facing a possible no deal, and therefore a public vote. That was the whole reason we moved our conference policy onto a public vote, was to deal with that situation. Well, the next week or two is when other options are going to be tested one way or the other. Either if the Prime Minister won't move her red lines, you can see what's going to happen, which is Parliament is going to try and take control of the process. Mm. That is because people are frustrated with the Prime Minister. This is only happening because of that. And I think in the next week or two, other options will now be tested one way or another. And they need to be, because Parliament needs to be brought in.
And that was the UK Labour's Keir Starmer. And as you can hear, the Brexit heated debate rolls on, but Theresa May will make that statement in Parliament Monday afternoon, London time, Fran.
What a mess, Steph. Thank you very much, Stephanie Smale. It's 8 minutes to 7 on Breakfast.